This is Ozarks at Large with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studios. Courtney Lanning, who is a film critic for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Ever since you told me the title of the movie you were going to review for us this week, I've been excited because I just love the title, Gunpowder Milkshake.
It's a title that does its job. It gets you curious about the movie right away.
Yes. So?
Such a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Not anything at all what I was expecting. And most of that is because of our lead hero that we have, who's played by Karen Gillan.
Who I love.
Right. Fans of the MCU will know her as Nebula, and Doctor Who fans will know her as Amy Pond.
Right.
Great actress. But in this movie, she is just such a dull, stale character.
Okay. Sorry to hear that.
I know. Me too.
All right. So what's her concept here?
So the concept is you have an assassin named Sam, who's abandoned by her mother at a young age. She grows up to be an assassin. She's really good at it. She makes a couple mistakes. She gets a bunch of gangsters that are, of course, Russian, because that's the cliche, coming after her. And she's essentially got to protect this little 9 or 10-year-old girl from all of the crazy gangsters and thugs that are coming after her.
Side note, I assume that there are more assassins and hitmen in movies than there are in real life. It seems like every other movie
right.
has one.
It seems like a pretty, especially if you watch John Wick, it seems like a very populated industry.
Yes. For one that doesn't have a good life expectancy, right? So she is the daughter of an assassin and becomes one herself. Is this thrown out as genetic, or did she watch her mom?
Her mother is played by essentially Cersei Lannister from Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
And she looks a little strange without the crown on her head. But it's kind of a like mother, like daughter situation.
I see. Okay. So if there are assassins and whatnot, do we have some action?
Yeah. And that's really the strength of the movie is you get some fantastic cinematography. The action scenes are great. And that's where I can give Karen Gillan credit. She looks really good when she's killing people. But when it comes to the human moments in this movie, it was like she was trying too hard to be Nebula or another crazy, intense killer.
I would not suggest anyone use that on a dating profile. Looks
no.
good while killing people.
Looks good while killing people will probably attract the wrong eyes.
So, right. So, in the end, recommendation? Yes? No?
It's tough. This really straddles the line between a good movie and a bad movie. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
If it's on Netflix and you want to watch it, go for it. Some people will probably love it. I just don't think the movie gives off what it initially promises.
So suffice to say, you're interested in a second-generation assassin with some really cool fight scenes?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Go for it. You know, if you want more of a female-led...
Yes.
John Wick style movie that's not quite as high on the menu, then fine.
Okay. What do we got coming out this week?
So this week, the big movie is going to be the new Space Jam coming out, which of course you've got the Looney Tunes back and Don Cheadle is the villain and LeBron James is your replacement for Michael Jordan. I don't know if theaters in our area will pick it up, but I really hope they do. It's called Pig. And this is about a truffle farmer, or hunter, sorry, who has his truffle-sniffing pig taken from him. And it's about him going to find the pig. And that doesn't sound interesting until I tell you that the pig owner is played by Nicolas Cage.
I'm all about this movie.
I really hope it comes to theaters so I can go watch it.
All right. So we have thumbs in the middle for Gunpowder Milkshake.
Right.
Make your own decision, Netflix subscriber. Space Jam coming out, and let's cross our fingers that Pig arrived. This is the University of Arkansas with the Razorbacks. We've got to have Pig for a
right.
week, right?
How can you not be in Fayetteville as a movie theater, especially at the Razorback Cinema
Thank
and Grill?
You. Thank you.
You have to get Pig. It has to happen.
All right. Courtney Lanning, your full review of Gunpowder Milkshake in Friday's edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette?
Correct.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks.
Oh, what will we be hearing a review of next week?
So next week, I'm hoping to bring you a review of Snake Eyes, the new G.I. Joe origin movie with the only G.I. Joe character that I actually remember the name of.
G.I. Joe?
Well, Snake Eyes.
Oh.
He's the ninja.
Oh. Gotcha. Okay. Thank you, Courtney.
Thanks.